Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and McKenna are back with our episode 5 recap for Survivor Season 43. Yeah, McKenna's been kind of a staple here at the beginning of the season as Alexa and I go through some stuff. My stuff should be totally over now. So hopefully I am 100% back and ready to go from here on out. McKenna, you know, hopefully that means... I know you probably enjoyed it, but hopefully that means less appearances and Alexa's back and all that. yeah, so Alexa's out tonight, but the plan is this weekend and moving forward for it to be Alexa and I pretty much every time, unless something really crazy comes up, which hopefully does not happen. Again, I wasn't here last week to talk all about Lindsay voting herself out of the game, but she did, and I don't care what anybody says. That's what happened. Lindsay went home for no other reason than Lindsay voted. Like, she screwed herself. I mean, there's no other way to put that. Don't really care what anybody tries to say on any social media. It was Lindsay played bad. But tonight we got Carla and Cassidy and James all voting out
Gio.
Poor Gio. Gio, who just did not see this coming. Gio and Ryan sure looked like dunces tonight. McKenna, what do you make of what we just saw with those two? Because I'm talking Ryan and Gio. Ryan looked way worse than Gio, but Ryan still has life. He's still in the game.
Gio just kind of got screwed over. And Ryan, this was just art by... Carla and James here, because Gio spilled his advantage to Carla. Ryan is just like, pretend like we don't have a relationship at all. I know I'm good, so don't worry about me. And Cassidy just played her part. She had a little like hesitation where they thought it was going to be another Lindsay, but I just think that this vote was played so perfectly. And the fact that Gio shared his advantage with Carla and that it was the knowledge is power, where it's not something like an extra vote, a steal a vote, or something that could really seriously impact this upcoming vote. It was just an easy, let's vote out Gio.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an easy one. I mean, I know Carla had her one confessional about like, but what if he realizes I have an idol and decides he wants to do this with me? Like, again, going back to episode one, when they said they voted out Mariah for strength, just because they say it in one random throwaway line in like these 45 minute to hour long confessionals does not mean that's the reason. And Carla didn't vote Gio out for that reason. Carla voted Gio out because Ryan is more useful in challenges.
Yep.
And because Gio is more threatening overall. Mm-hmm. And down the line, Gio might be able to figure out that she has an idol, and that might end up helping Carla, or hurting Carla, I mean. But that's not the reason that she voted him out here. Mm-hmm. The Alliance wanted to get rid of Gio. I think that was definitely the move. I even think more so it was not even just the Alliance, but Cassidy wanted it. Cassidy is clearly the number three in this group of three. However, you have to keep your number three happy, because now you're suddenly tied for the least amount of people left. And with Ryan, this Coco tribe is easily the most divided, because with Ryan there, he's not with them. And after how they just played him here, and now we're getting the fake merge at 13 rather than 12, that actually really sucks for this Coco tribe. I think it's going to hurt them. And Ryan can kind of be a free agent and go wherever he wants. So we'll see how that ultimately ends up going. But yeah.
Yeah. I just love how both the guys think they have the numbers. It's easy Cassidy, and it just was anything but easy Cassidy. And I just don't know what was going on. I mean, Gio had his little adventure, but like in Ryan's head, like if there's an easy vote, I think some alarm bells should be ringing, but like he didn't want to be a Lindsay, I guess, but like, I don't know if it's that easy from the get-go. I feel like something's up.
I just feel like, you know, the thing is, I feel like Carla and James did a really good job of pulling the wool over Gio's eyes. And I think that because they ultimately voted out Lindsay last week, it made it seem like they were closer with Gio and Ryan than they ever actually were.
Yeah,
that's had cool. Lindsay not done what she did last week, not that it would have really changed anything, because then Gio or Ryan go last week and then the other one probably goes this week. Mm-hmm. But it allowed this to be a little bit more dramatic and last a little bit longer, because these two people were convinced that they were on the right side of the vote last week. Cassidy voted for, was it Cassidy who voted for Gio or Ryan or something, or somebody, no, one of them voted
Lindsay,
for Cassidy.
Lindsay voted for Gio, and then Gio voted for Cassidy, and that's then everyone right. else voted Lindsay.
Yeah. And so like Gio votes for Cassidy thinking she's just on the outs, you know, whatever, we're going to do this just in case there's a random play or whatever.
Yeah.
Thinking you can tell this to this girl's face. It didn't work out that way. A lot of people are going to, I think, react strongly to Cassidy's gameplay in this episode. And I think Cassidy did well, but Carla, don't be blinded by the fact Carla and James did everything tonight.
Oh, 100%.
Without Carla and James, Cassidy isn't in the game. Carla and James are in control. They dictated who got voted out tonight. Cassidy just has the fun underdog story now that's going to help her move forward in the game.
Yeah, and then the only reason why they're going to tribal council is because Ryan decided to throw the challenge and knock the balls off of the tower. And I just, you never throw a challenge in Survivor. You just don't, no matter what happens, because it did bite him in the ass.
At first, I thought he was just saying that, almost to like boost his ego, like, oh, I lost, but I lost because of me. Like, I swear that's what it was. But God, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you're at final 14. Like, people just need to play Survivor in the stages of Survivor. Like, don't like, just play Survivor. Like, when you're at 11, play at as 11. And like, yeah, you got to be looking ahead. But don't be sitting here throwing challenges at final 14. You have no idea what's going on. And now you're losing numbers on your own tribe, and you don't know what's going on the other tribes. Right. Vessi's actually very united. Baka, yeah, they're a disaster right now with the 3-2 men-women split and everything that happened with Owen and Ellie and all that stuff. But I just, like, why would you ever throw a challenge with small tribes on Survivor? It makes no sense.
I just don't, yeah, I don't understand. It's a whole Billy Garcia effect.
Yeah. It is. Poor Billy. Always getting brought up. All right, let's talk about Baka, though, briefly here. So Baka, we have Janine get an idol.
Or an advantage. Yeah, covered in ants. It's just like it's surrounded by ants.
She has to go in there, covered in ants, get the beware advantage, comes back, tells Ellie. Ellie and her get caught at the water well, of all places to do this, Why are you doing this at the water well? The one place where you're almost guaranteed to have somebody walk up on you. Mm-hmm. Go get lost in the woods and have a producer have to call you back. Like, what are you doing this right at the water well? Owen walks up. Owen catches them. They initially try to say it's nothing. Owen gets the information. Then they go back. They share it with Sammy anyway. Sammy goes and shares it with Gabler. Everybody has all the information now. What do we think about this? But
the girls still don't know that Gabler knows. And it. The girls still think Gabler is dumb. And Gabler is still in the know about everything.
Yeah. What do you think about what's going on with this right now?
That tribe is a whole hot mess. The tension between the girls and Sammy Gabler is interesting once it comes to now, say, the merge, because does Owen side with the girls? Does Owen side with the guys? Do they unite? And then what if it's still like that earn the merge where they get broken up and the girls are with Gabler? Like, I don't know how this yellow tribe is really going to work together because they are just so separate and dumbly. Like, they're just, I don't understand how the girls don't realize that, you know, Gabler is not an idiot.
Well, and that's what frustrates me. Like, I just feel like so much has been taken. Gabler has been just taken for granted, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think Gabler is a great player by any means. I don't think Gabler is really even playing that good of Survivor. I think he's very lucky that he has this idol. Otherwise, he probably would be the next one voted off. But now it's been like 4 or 5 days. How have these girls not figured out that like other stuff is up? And like, I really want to like Ellie, and Janine is growing on me like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard to get on board with either of them when this keeps happening. Like, it's just so hard to, I don't know, like, just be like, woohoo, go Ellie and Janine. I hope you pull this out. Because we know that they really do look bad here. Like, we as an audience know, whether you like Gabler or not, whether they actually get the upper hand on Gabler or not, is irrelevant. They look so bad.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
But I want to root for them, but I can't. So now I'm stuck rooting for Gabler or for Sammy. I mean, Sammy's really grown on me. Sammy's really entertaining. But, or is it just Owen who has all the information? But like, I feel like Baca, I want somebody to get voted out because I don't know who to like there.
Right.
And I don't know which side to take because both sides have so much negative around mm-hmm. them.
Yeah. And especially with like this Shipwheel Island, this is now we have seen 2 people decide to go, 1 person decide to go, and 3 people decide to go. And the fact that Jesse risked, I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I just think that was dumb on his part. It was okay for Janine because she has that new fancy idol now. And then Gio, he thinks he's in the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. This showed that, like, when Arhap was talking about could it be that if different people risk, you get a different advantage? I know we've had 3 different advantages, but mm-hmm. for 3 people to risk, we didn't get an actual better advantage. Knowledge is power is not better than what Gabler has, I don't think, mm-hmm. in any way. But this advantage wasn't that good of an advantage considering what everybody gave up. I mean, especially Jesse, I agree with you. Like, there's 4 people on that tribe. I just think he feels like he's close with all of them, but I'm surprised he would give up his vote knowing that Noelle, Cody has an idol and Noelle has something.
Noelle. Yeah. Well, they think she came back with nothing because she hit it in her leg.
True. Okay.
But like, the fact that he's not as close with Noelle because, you know, he did blindside her with a vote out when they went. And yes, they might have saved her for NECA, but like, it was because NECA was doing horribly in the challenges. There's no like, I wouldn't say there's no love, but there's no allyship, I feel. She's just going to sell Red out as fast as she can. Maybe she brings Dwight with her, But other than that, she's not with Red.
Yeah, it's just going to be hard. Who is she going to be with? You know, is she going to be with Ellie and Janine?
I was just going to say maybe the girls of Baca.
Yeah, which God, in that situation, Noelle is clearly the favorite because Noelle hasn't really been shown to do much wrong yet on this season, really at all.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's a mess. It really is a mess. And I don't understand. Jesse, I really don't understand. Janine, based on how she's playing the game and based on the knowledge she thinks she has, I'm not really surprised that she elected to do this tonight. Because she thinks Gabler doesn't know he can play his idol. She has an idol herself. She thinks she has the numbers. She thinks it's 4-1. Like, I'm not surprised. She's going to lose it for one. She believe
Gio's story of I'm on the outs, which, you know, now we know he is on the outs, but I feel like Gio just harped on it too much. And he just kept saying, yeah, I'm on the outs. Hey, I was on the bottom. Hey, you know, just overdid it instead of Noelle's perfect. I mean, which hers was a true story, but she did it very well and kind of seamlessly where he chunked it up.
Well, and here's Maddie Crowley, possible connection with Owen, James, and Noelle. Owen and James know she has the advantage. It's true. Because during that that summit, or whatever you want to call it now, they were with her and they know that she got this. So they have the knowledge that she has something. I don't know if they're ever going to get close enough with anybody on Vessi to make that happen, but they have that knowledge, which could work in her favor.
Owen, the girls, Noelle, James, Carla.
And that makes sense to me. And Cassidy just kind of has a seventh.
Yeah.
I mean, that feels like something that could happen until the fake merge happens and screws everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see what happens since there's no hourglass, what to expect with this upcoming quote-unquote merge.
Well, let me ask you this now before we move off of this. You think we're off advantages, things like that, summit. You think we're ever going to see knowledge as power again? Are they going to keep throwing it out there and hope eventually it sticks? Or are we done with it? It still has not worked.
I think we might see it at least in this next one in 44. But I don't know if we might not see it like after the fact because it really isn't working. We might see it later this season because Gio went out with it. It might be replanted at another summit because it wasn't used. But I don't think it's a bad advantage. And it could just be one of those advantages where it's like, it doesn't harm anything because it either works or it doesn't. It's a 50-50 chance. Well, kind of sort of 50-50 chance, but I just don't think it harms anything to be in the game.
Yeah, we've yet to see it work. We were very close the first time, and it's just gotten further and further away every time. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, tonight was interesting because speaking of knowledge is power, Carla had so much knowledge. Like so much knowledge tonight. She had the knowledge that Gio was telling her, and she was the one who has the idol. So she's she knows that the knowledge is power can really only affect her. But again, I just don't know. I just don't know if we're ever going to see this. I don't know. Like they keep doing it, but like at what cost? Do they just really want to see it work at this point? And is it almost too difficult of an advantage? Like, is this something that's beyond what even just like idols are too simple? Is this the exact opposite of that?
I think if you have the knowledge is power, you really can't tell anybody. Like this is one advantage that you cannot tell a single soul because they could just tell someone else about it to, you know, further their game. Yeah. It just is really one of those advantages that just can't be said and then it might work out.
I think that's a really good point. Because once you tell somebody, there's too much that goes into it, but it's also kind of one of those advantages where you kind of need people's help so you can get information, but you don't really need people's help anymore. Like everybody has to be so transparent with what they have and all that stuff that like, man, we should be seeing it. Like we should know. Like, Like, you know, like, everybody's got to tell you when they go to the little island or whatever. You might not know Carla has it, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just, again, it's like people want to tell people stuff so they can build relationships. And it's like, tell them pointless stuff. Tell them fake stuff. Tell them stuff that's not really stuff. You know, like, that's what you need to do.
Like, I'm collecting these beads to make bracelets for my daughter. Oh, how sweet. He's never going to give up the bead because it's for his daughter. You know, like, these are things to be able to bond. You don't have to bond necessarily over advantages.
Exactly. And Sammy and Gabler's scene tonight was so funny afterwards with, like, the dude, you just gave her an advantage. I couldn't tell you in time. Like,
yeah,
such a great scene. Such an absolutely amazing scene. But again, that's a great point by you, though. It's like, you're giving information without giving information. You're bonding over this. Like, had Gabler not known that, Gabler was like, I gave a bead to my friend. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's going to help you in Survivor. Mm-hmm. Like, not, oh, well, I have this advantage. Yeah, she tells Ellie, but her and Ellie are, like, day one besties. Gio and Ryan, okay, Gio, if you go tell Ryan, but don't tell anybody else. Yeah. And even at this point, if you go out and play Survivor, just don't tell anybody. Just don't say a word.
I love how Sammy also has confessionals of, like, Gabler has no strategy. Like, what is he doing in this game? But also is, like, besties and number ones with Gabler.
He wants to go to the M with him.
I know. He thinks it might be an easy win, but, you know, people thought Mike would be an easy win, and I don't think he was easy.
Yeah. It looks easy because of the final score, but going into that tribal council, Marianne did not have that locked up.
Yeah, exactly. What did you think of the conversation between Cassidy and Ryan? Because when I just was watching that, I was like, what is this? Why are they having it?
It's so uncomfortable. I feel like Cassidy was having a little fun there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Like, I think she was almost like, I can't believe how serious he is with this. I don't know, man. I don't know why Ryan leaned in so hard. I just don't.
It was really just over the top. And he was like, so cringeworthy. Points on my resume. It's like, no one cares about these points. They're pre-merge points.
14. Nobody's going to even know. Nobody's even going to remember. If your best move is a pre-merge move, you're screwed. You're not winning Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not. Yeah, it was cringeworthy. But I like that Cassidy just kept going and going and going and going and going. Like, hammer it home. Yeah. Whatever. Just hammer it home.
Yeah. And him just being like, you know what, vote me. Also, you never offer yourself to be that other vote. I'm like, this, all the Survivor 101, like, textbook rules were just broken. And I'm just so confused.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. I feel like Ryan got cocky.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Like, Ryan got cocky.
A humble pie tonight.
He did. I mean, he just got cocky, and I think that Cassidy probably was trying to test the waters too to see how much she can trust her alliance. Because even though last week went the way it did, they still voted out Lindsay, who was originally supposed to be in the alliance, so you never know. But she probably just wanted to test it out and see what was going on. And I think she got a very clear answer of, like, holy crap. And, like, Ryan being like, stop with the niceness, this, that. It's like, even when I'm going to vote you, McKenna, if I was going to vote you out, I'd still pretend that I wasn't going to vote you out. Like, this isn't season 3 of Survivor where you're just like, oh, voting this guy out because he sucks. They could find idols, advantages, his closest allies over at Shipwreck Island. Like, it's just terrible gameplay. Like, it was just terrible, terrible, terrible gameplay. But, you know, well done by Carla, well done by James, and well done by Cassie to stick it out and just keep her nose to the grindstone and make it happen. I mean, I was really happy with what happened. I like that alliance of three. I think it's an interesting odd couple type alliance. It's a lot of fun to watch. And, like, yeah, they've owned that pre-merge over on Coco. Yeah. They have an idol, and they have two really, I mean, they have three really unsuspecting players. I mean, they have, like, players. Like, Cassidy is there to play. James is there to play. Carla is there to play. Like, they are there to play the game. And you might not be able to say that about, like, a Gabler or earlier on with NECA. She was kind of, like, in that mid zone of, like, she wants to be there, but there's really not much game there. These people are there to play. And I'm curious to see how they're going to keep moving forward, because I don't know if I believe in a Coco win at this point. I just don't see a path.
Carla is winning this game.
Carla is way too obvious. Carla is just way, way, way. And you know it in your heart. You know it. Carla's just
going to wind up being the Rob goddess. Probably.
She's going to get like sixth or seventh. Like she's mm-hmm. just way too obvious. I actually wouldn't be surprised if Cassidy or James beat her, even though they don't even come near her in terms of confessionals. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Corwin Green says, Phil, Ryan is clearly there to play. He's already thinking about his resume. I agree. I'm not saying he's not there to play. I'm just saying that the alliance that's there is really there to play, which is always a little scary. So maybe that threesome could make it all the way to the end. I mean, why not? Why couldn't they win it? But I'm just not buying based on what we're seeing. Cassidy's had a huge uptick in the last couple episodes, but the first two or three, she was non-existent.
Yeah.
James has really not had much of an edit. It's been Carla, and I'm just mm-hmm. not buying. It's the same thing with Shan way back when, and it was the yeah. same thing last year with, it started to feel like with Omer. It's just not going to happen. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. Do you think Carla saves face with Ryan and been like, yo, Gio lied to everyone. He showed me he got an advantage and we wanted it out of the game?
I don't think so. Because I bet you Gio already told Ryan that he had told Carla. I don't think it's going to help Carla. I mean, maybe Carla goes and tries to do it, but it's not going to help Carla because anything Gio was doing, Ryan knew about. So.
Yeah.
It's not going to help. She might try. I think right now they're looking at as Ryan's our next person, whatever. Hit the merge if, you know, next week, whatever happens, and try to figure out how you're going to be able to navigate your way through. I mean, there's only three of you anyway. How do you find your fourth? Or let the lost puppy back in the house. I mean, that's another way to look at it. Like, can they let the lost puppy back in the house and just go from there? But I don't think that they're going to make much of an effort with Ryan. I really don't.
And no Cody confessionals. Yeah. Like some of the people are just commenting in the chat. We got an episode without Cody and it felt weird. Like there was no Vessi this episode, and it was
We didn't actually go to their beach once because all of I guess we did at the very end when Jesse got nothing.
Right.
That was the only time, but Jesse was the only one with confessionals. Cody still leads the way though at 29.
Mm. Damn.
Cody with 29, Jesse with 25, Carla and Ellie both have 21. Out of all of them, I'd say Ellie's really the one without the winner chance. But that's what I'm coming back to, like. How is Ellie getting so many confessionals and feels like she should be like such an obvious, like we're all rooting for her to win, but
we're just not.
She's just taking Gabler for granted.
Yeah. Any other props that happened this episode, Phil?
There were a lot of blurred mouths, a lot. I have to check and see if last week's was updated with blurred mouths and everything like that, but there were a lot of blurred mouths. I'll have to go back through it and do it. I'm having a hard time writing and watching and leaning and all that kind of stuff. So was really like in the corner, just like as hunched as possible. Oh yeah. It's been rough, but we're here anyway. Right.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, I'm just looking at confessional counts. Ryan and James both with 10, Noel 11, Owen 12, Owen has been pretty quiet the last couple of weeks. He had a confessional tonight, obviously looking really good in my opinion, but just only 12 confessionals, which Jesse had in episode 2 and so did Cody.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's funny to think about it like from that point sometimes, you know, it really is. So, anyway, let's see. Yeah. Corwin just said Ryan did not get the good kind of 10 though. Well, he only has 10 overall. He doesn't have 10 total. He has 10 total, not 10 in this episode, 10 total. But that's it. If you had Cody, Dwight, or Noel for getting a confessional in every episode, that's out of the running now. The only people who can still have a confessional in every episode are Ellie, Gabler, Sammy, Cassidy. I'm sorry, not Cassidy, and Carla. So just Ellie, Gabler, Sammy, and Carla, and Jesse. Those are the only people who can have a confessional in every episode moving forward. Gio did not, because in episode 3, he got nothing. What do you think, though? So we're getting like whatever the fake merge, whatever it's going to be next week. We don't really know. But we just know it's going to be something along those lines. A lot of division on a lot of the tribes. But like all the information, I've been reading the chat and looking at all that. all the information is going to be out there in terms of who has idols, who has advantages, because now they're going to know about the beads. Everybody on yellow knows about the beads, which is going to make it so that, oh, wait, now I tell Noelle, and Noelle's like, well, shit, Cody has that. You know, like if word gets out, because, you know, if let's say yellow is talking to Noelle and they say, hey, who has the idol on yours? And it's like, well, I don't know. I don't think there is one. And it's like, oh, did anybody ever ask for beads? Yeah, it was Cody.
I didn't even think of that one. It's essentially out in the open, like the phrases now, because of the, wow, yeah, that's pretty good.
So all the information is going to be out there now. Mm-hmm. This episode coming up.
Some ship wheel stuff is probably going to stay hidden, like the geo of it all, and maybe Noelle can keep her, like the James and Owen would keep her advantage secret. I don't know.
Maybe, unless Noelle doesn't side with them. But I do think there's a good point to be made there for Owen, Noelle, James, Carla, Ellie. I think that could be an alliance for sure. And Gabler's just going to play his idol whenever he goes to tribal. I mean, he's safe, safe as can be.
Yep, exactly.
In Royal 17, do you think whoever goes home next week does not make the jury? I do not think they make the jury.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't make the jury.
Yep.
Or the merge, technically.
Yeah, well, I don't think, yeah. I mean, yeah, this is a better spot for this to go down, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like they'll be a lot less screwed than Sydney or Lydia. You're at 13 on an 18-person cast.
So there is the odd person out still.
Seems like it. It seems like that's what they're doing, huh? Remember, the last time it was two odd people out, and then one got randomly chosen, and one went over, you know, because it was at 12.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's a final three. Jay says, wait, so final three with 9 jurors. I think it is. I think it is. I can't go much longer, so.
Yeah. I've said all my thoughts. Head on over to the Patreon. We got some good things coming. Challenge MTV. John and I are talking all about that. The Amazing Race. Celestina and I are back recapping that. As always, join us on the Discord. We had some talks today during the live chat of the episode, and then, you know, we have different channels for all your different reality TV shows.
Yeah, and for the after show for $20 patrons, I'll do that tomorrow. I just had quite some health stuff over the last week. It was all planned and everything like that, but that's why I was out for the whole week. And I'm just working my way back up, and sitting like this hurts so bad. So I am done. See you all later. We will be back to almost normal this weekend. Almost normal, guys. We're getting there. We're so freaking close. I can't wait for it to be normal. I know all of you want it to be normal. Thanks all for hanging in there, dealing with this episode tonight. McKenna, thanks a lot for filling in and doing everything that you're doing. It's been great.
Of course. And
thank you, patrons, who have stuck with it throughout this. This has not been the beginning of the season that Alexa or I wanted, especially not me. This stinks. But it's all going to be fine very, very soon. And we just got to get to that point. So thank you all for listening. And we will see you sometime this weekend. And we'll actually be filling Alexa. And Corwin's like, McKenna's the new normal. Not anymore. She ain't.
Oh, darn.
Not anymore. She's the new normal for patrons. If you love McKenna and you're going to miss her this week, patreon.com/survivor specialist. Also, John and I are talking about Zodiac and LA Confidential sometime next week, which will be a fun episode, especially Zodiac is a little creepy for Halloween time.
The Movie Buffs channel on the Discord. So join us over there.
Yeah. Talk about horror movies, guys. What are you guys watching? I can't find good horror. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. We'll see you all this weekend.